Welcome to the award-winning Gail's Got Keys Entertainment Now. 5 years and counting, a show that highlights the great talent from the past to the present, as well as featuring new talent you'll hear more about in the future. And now, here's radio and TV broadcaster and your host, Gail Scott Key.
TV One served up the debut of director-producer Don B. Welch's stage play, The Lost Souls Cafe, starring Loretta Devine, Kiki Haynes, Ernest L. Thomas, and Christian Keys. And the viewing audience is hungry for more. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Gail Scott Key, and thank you so much for joining me on the brand new Tap the Mic Radio Network. As you can hear my show every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with an encore presentation on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Also, you can take us on the go. Download the app, tune in, and all you have to do is plug in Tap the Mic Radio, and you'll be able to listen to all of the fun, great shows that we have in line for you. Also, jazz and a little bit of a spiritual relief on Sundays. Don't miss it. Become also a fan of the show and the station by visiting us on Facebook. Well, folks, I am really excited about my guests that I have lined up. I know all of you, like me, we were watching on the Easter holiday weekend, we were watching The Lost Souls Cafe, which debuted on TV One. It was so exciting. Now, everybody knows to behold this. It starred Emmy Award-winning actress and singer Loretta Devine. Kiki Haynes, everybody knows her. She plays Keisha on OWN TBS comedy drama television series Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse. Ernest L. Thomas, love him, interviewed him before. He's best known for his role as Roger Raj Thomas on the 1970s ABC sitcom What's Happening, and Saints and Sinners actor Christian Keys on Bounce TV. They all gave a stellar performance. And for those of you who don't know about my special guest tonight, let me just tell you this. He's an accomplished singer, actor, writer, director, playwright, producer, and author. That's a mouthful. And the man keeps going. He hails from Philadelphia, which is so awesome. That's where most of my family is. Hey, maybe we should talk about that. But director, producer Don B. Welch began his professional career as young as at the age of 15. He's an actor who has also starred in roles as a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was also on The Cosby Show in several independent films, as well as served as celebrity judge for the Miss America pageant 2000-2004, as well as co-judging with Judge Judy and Fox's TV's Greta Van Susteren. Now, listen to this. As a playwright, he's written and directed over 27 productions. His fan base is exploding. The stars love him. The fans love him. And I love him for coming on for me tonight because of the fact he's sipping on some honey and tea right now and some lozenges. And I am so excited. Even though he's sick, he still keeps on going because guess what, folks? For Mother's Day, he doesn't even sit and stop. For Mother's Day after the TV debut, he has another production that will be out in time for Mother's Day. It's called Church Secrets. So joining me now, it's no secret, is director, producer Don B. Welch with a little bit of a voice. Don, how are we doing? How's that tea going?
I want you to keep going with all that. All that love you were throwing out there. I was like, okay, keep going. I love that. I'm good. Yeah, I just, you know, this thing happened to my voice out of nowhere. Like, it just, like, I think because of rehearsal last night, maybe I was screaming. I don't know what I was doing, but actually it started and the cast was asking me, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I feel fine. It's just my voice is a little crazy. So, to the listening audience, if I sound like I'm a little tipsy or drunk, it's not that.
We know
or if
better.
I sound like
we
the male version of Lauren Bacall.
I love it. Well, we will make sure that we keep the tea going for you and showing the love so we don't overwork those vocal cords because I know you are going to need them. You are a busy man, and congratulations on the TV debut of The Lost Souls Cafe. I'm so proud of you, Don.
Thank you so much. The ratings were so huge, and we were so happy with the outcome because actually, from what I understand, when they first brought the project and we went on to do it, I don't think it was supposed to be on Easter. And so we thought we had more time than we actually did. And then TV One said, no, we want this to be on Easter. So then it sort of we got to do this. But my thing is, no matter how rushed we may have seemed, I didn't want the audience or the actors or myself to feel that way when they saw it. And we were very pleased with the outcome.
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. I was tuned in. And for those of you who were watching, just a quick recap. The Lost Soul Cafe was about a savvy woman who decides to capitalize on the fame of her music days. Now, that, of course, is with Emmy Award-winning Loretta Devine, who is just mystical. And by owning the restaurant, where she also showcases music that should be kept alive for future enjoyment. And the performances were obviously just divine. Everybody loved it. And again, kudos to you, Don. This is matter of fact, they did an encore presentation of it, didn't they? From what I understood.
No, they actually did it that night, and then it played again this past weekend, and I think it's on demand, and they'll be bringing it back because the response was crazy. I mean, it's what we wanted, and it happened beyond. Because you know, when you do something like that, especially it's my first television project in terms of my own work, I didn't know how it was going to be received. You don't know. The public is fickle. And from what I understand, all of the tweets and the messages and the emails, everything was positive, and they enjoyed the story, and they enjoyed the performances and also what I was trying to get across in the story. Because a lot of times, you know, we tend to see things, whether it's on stage or television or film, and we don't really understand what is the message that you're trying to get across. And I think as a writer and director, it's my duty to be able to at least attempt to give a message that people can walk away from and say, I know exactly what he's talking about. And as I do in all of my productions, and I'm actually on number 30 now, I think it's 29 or 30.
Oh my goodness.
I try to have one word, and that's hope. And I'm hoping that that's what people leave with, no matter if it's a comedy, a drama, musical, that you leave with seeing something that still gives you hope at the end.
Well, I'll tell you, your biggest messenger and supporter, Loretta Devine, I understand this was inspired for her. Is that who you created this for?
Yes. Actually, Loretta has performed in four of my productions, four or five, and each time I've written the character with her in mind. Because a lot of times, and she's so successful with all of her films and her television shows that she's in, everybody knows her. They know all of her work. But rarely does she get an opportunity to play a woman like this. My goal is I look at her and I see a chameleon of an actress. And I don't think that there's any role that Loretta cannot play. And I think also it puts across that you don't have to be 20 or 30 or 40 years old, that women very much in their 50s and or older can still be sensual and sexy and attractive and not have to be a size 2 people, because and look at that, and they still, and she looks beautiful and wonderful, and then the role had a lot of depth in it. But every time I write something, she says to me, when I write for her, that I give her an opportunity to play some characters that maybe she hasn't been asked to play before, and she loves it because of how I see her. So that's how I actually write for all of my actors, but especially my actresses, because a lot of times people get pigeonholed into one particular area, and people will say, oh, they can't play this. They can't. And I'm thinking, no, if they can do it, let's go for it. And she's one of those actresses that she's very giving with her craft and her talent, but she also respects me as a director and as a writer. And when you have that, it's a wonderful thing.
We're going to be right back after the break.
Honey, it's real love.
Hi, everybody. This is the original lead singer of Lakeside, Ricky Abernathy, and you're listening to Gail Scott Keys Entertainment now on the all-new Tap Mic Radio Network.
Real love.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tap the Mic Radio Network. We're on.
Hi, this is Carly Stein inviting you to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Tap the Mic Radio Network, helping you navigate dating, relationships, and sex. So join me Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on Tap the Mic Radio Network. Tap the Mic. We're on. My special guest tonight, producer Don B. Welch, and you also enlisted someone who I had an extreme pleasure of interviewing last year, Ernest L. Thomas, who everybody knows also played as a recurring role as Mr. Omar on Everybody Hates Chris,
That's
which
right.
cracks me up. He is so funny.
That's right.
He is so funny. How did you
and
get
I,
him?
You know, and Ernest has been, and I love Ernest. Ernest has been in a couple of my things, and I always tell him that because he also has a very dramatic side that people don't see much of. And if you remember the Malcolm X film, you didn't even think Raj or any of those characters because he was just wonderful in it. He's another one that has the range of this multifaceted actor. And of course, we know him, of course, because of the comedy and because of the TV show that he was on. But he's so much more than that.
That's right. He really is. And it's funny that you said that because I remember interviewing him. I was talking to him about that particular scene in Malcolm X with a cross from Denzel Washington as he had to tell him about, a possible bombing. And you're right. There's so many depths to him. And you also have brought more onto this role because you also had given the nod to Christian Keys, of course, and Kiki Haynes, also both of them very talented. So you knew exactly, I mean, when it came to the Soul Cafe, you had this in mind, you had the key players in their positions, and it's been an encore. And as I said, the overwhelming response has got to have blown you. That's why you don't have a voice, because you've been too busy screaming.
Probably, right?
You deserve it. You totally deserve it.
Thank you so much.
I love this about because as soon as we saw on Facebook, because everybody who is tuning in, of course, you can hop on over to Facebook. You can see it on my link. And also Don is right there. He's always talking about the next productions he has. You never slow down. And of course, just in time for Mother's Day, you yet now have another production coming up, which is awesome. And it is Church Secrets. And this is going to be starring someone who I love, Jaleesa Vincent Taylor. And, of course, I'm talking about Don Lewis, who is on the ABC television sitcom A Different World.
tell me
about this. The tickets are on sale.
Well,
we're going to be talking
all,
about that. But,
First of all, Dawn is another one like my sister. She's wonderful and been in several productions. And actually right now she reoccurs on the show Major Crimes. But she's also one that – works all the time. And sometimes when you don't see a person on a particular sitcom, you think, hey, are they working? Dawn is never without a job in this industry. But I wrote Church Secrets, to be honest with you, because I thought about tackling some of these mega churches and mega pastors and the things that go on in a place that's supposed to be extremely safe. And I wanted to peel back the layers and sort of like, everybody's not going to be happy with the production. They're not going to be happy with the exposure that I'm giving, exposing of what I'm doing. But I always say at the beginning, this may not, I'm not saying this is your church. I'm saying this is a church, and it's one that we're writing about, and topics a lot of times, and especially in the African American community, that we sort of will sweep under a rug or say, let's pray it away. And believe me, there's nothing more important to me than prayer and my faith. But I'm also smart enough to realize and know that that as man, we also are responsible for a lot of things that we can make go either one way or the other. So in Church Secret, even though there's some funny things and then you're going to laugh and have a good time, I'm pushing the envelope completely off of the table because I want people to say, wow, somebody's talking about this. Somebody is, and not talking about it to down any particular religion or anything, but saying this is, when you have a church and you have a mega pastor who owns a private jet or 4 and 5 homes, and nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, but you have some parishioners who are on Social Security who can barely make their weekly tithes, and they're taking the bus to the church to be there. I have a problem with that.
Yes.
The power that sometimes that's given to the men and women of the cloth, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I'm glad you're actually doing this, and I'll tell you why. Because I know that you are a strong believer. You have strong seated faith, and the difference that I always say too, it's a relationship. You don't treat God like a BFF. It's a relationship, and I believe the doors that you're going to open are, as I remember, even with myself, it said, if you don't think that a church will disappoint you and you can't get hurt, you can, because it's in relationships. We all do it, not intentionally, but unintentionally. But I think that what you're going to do is, the unspoken things that may be overlooked in some and not in all cases of the churches, I think that it's wise. I think the discussion needs to be started. So you know what? I applaud you. And if someone walks away offended, I have to say, well, where is your heart? Where is your heart? Because it stings. Relationships sting.
Wait a minute. You know what, Gail? Where is your heart?
Yeah.
And where is your mirror? Because maybe you're looking at you.
Exactly.
Where is your mirror?
And you can talk about this because you are one of the most humble, down-to-earth, wonderful people. And you know what I love about you? And everybody who sees it, you're always talking about your dear mom. And how...
My mother is my champion, is my cheerleader, and to my brother and I to have a mother after our dad passed, but to have a mother that recognized that she had two different types of sons, one wanting to do things in a mechanical type way and one wanting to do things in a musical entertainment way. And she found a way to encourage and push both of us to do what we do and to be who we are. And so when you have that, my mom got ill in 2015 out of nowhere from a woman who's never been sick in her life, never been in a hospital except to have children. And you know that's a long time ago because I ain't no baby. but to have her all of a sudden wake up and have some issues and then watch her go through a change of what's going on. And, you know, I can tell you that it only strengthened our relationship, which was very close and very strong anyway. I am, no matter what I'm doing, I fly back east every month. No matter what project, I fly home and I spend time with her, or I fly her here. And because I am everything I am because of her and my grandmother. So whenever she feels that she's said to my brother and I at times, I don't want to be a burden on you guys. And I've said to her, when Mama was alive, my grandmother, I said, and you were doing for her, was she a burden on you? And she said, of course not. And I said, well, then why would you think you were one on us? And
right.
I think that made her feel a little better. I have stopped in the middle of rehearsals and flown home and come back, and whatever business is going on, if my mom needs me, I am on the phone. I am back home, because you only get one.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. And she's so beautiful, Dawn. And I know she's got to be so proud of you. She's got to be so
proud.
She's
very proud of my brother and I, both of us.
Yes.
And she's always been that way, and very, very supportive.
Well, she raised two wonderful sons, and I am so honored, and I am so excited. And that's why the love that everybody has for you and your productions and plays and such is just going through the roof, and you're on fire. You have been, honestly, like Denzel Washington played, a man on fire. And of course, on fire, we're going to see more of the productions. As I said, we're going to be talking more about Church Secrets, and that's starring Don Lewis. And you've got quite a cast that you have on. I'm just wondering how you switch it so quick. You are like,
well, you kind of know who you want. Yeah, you when you write stuff, and you kind of think, oh, I want to see who's available, and you go to the people that you think about when you're writing something. You say, hey, are you like Chico Benjamin the first time I've ever worked with Kiki Shepherd. People always just know Kiki mainly from the Apollo, but they have no idea that she's done acting way before that, and she's actually an actress. And I know she's been wanting to work with me, and I've been wanting to work with her. And so we finally, this was right. This was the right time. And then, of course,
goodness.
I have a Grammy-nominated singer, Angie Fisher, who blows the roof off the building. And then Danny DeLoy, who plays the pastor. There's so many of them here that are up and coming. Danny DeLoy, who is a wonderful actor, he's NAACP Theater Winner. He actually is the minister of the church, and let's just say a lot of people leave the production and they don't particularly care for him.
Oh no. Well, you know something in your coup, I was also reading about with the Lost Souls Cafe. As everybody knows, the production had toured the country, and one particular fan took you all by surprise, and that was the legendary Stevie Wonder. From what I understand.
Well, let me tell you. I want to correct one thing, which had nothing to do with you. There was a mistake in that press release that I told them about.
Oh.
I've had three of my productions that traveled. No, Stevie Wonder, that was a true story. I've had four of my productions that have traveled the country. Soul Cafe did not. It only was on stage in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Stevie, I remember asking Stevie, I said, Stevie, I want you to come and see Soul Cafe. And he said, lend me your eyes. And that threw me off. I said,
oh.
I mean, I said, what?
Oh.
And I didn't realize what I said, but he took it as a joke. He said, okay, then lend me your eyes. I said, you know what I mean. I want you to come and be a part. So that was really funny. And he came. He came to Soul Cafe. And he said to me in a mission, he said, hey, you want me to sing? And I said, what? He said, yeah.
Wow.
I said, of course. He said, what do you want me to say? I said, whatever you want to sing. So he said, okay, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell the cast. Don't tell the audience. Bring me out as if I am a special guest in the actual club. And
so I
did just that. And the place went up. And like,
oh,
it was one of those moments in your life that you will never, ever forget. Oh, and although that was my third or fourth production he's come to, I would have never asked any of my guests to sing and do that, especially when they're out for the evening to enjoy something. But for him to love the show that much, to say, yes, I've had some more fun and grace that audience.
Here's
a man who plays stadiums around the world. And I grew up listening to this man when I was a kid, and now he's standing next to me on my stage and he's performing in my show. That's crazy.
Oh my God. You're going to start making me cry. Stop it.
It's crazy. And you know, those type of things, Gail, that's nothing but God. That's like God validating what you're doing and saying, listen, I see you. I got you. Keep doing what you do, no matter what. I'm just getting emotional myself. But no matter what stumbling blocks, you have to understand if your faith is on point and you believe that God is real, there's no telling where you're going to go. The sky is the limit to know God and to know how he's touched your heart, my heart. Listen, I'm no saint. I'm known for cussing people. I will cuss you out and then grab a Bible. But I also know I know where my faith lies. And I know that I am nowhere without my faith in God. And he, sometimes when I'm not sure what I'm doing or where I'm going, he brings me something out of nowhere that lets me say, you are doing fine. You're doing exactly what you are supposed to do. And a lot of times we go through life and we don't know what our purpose is. But when you find out what your purpose is, when God shows you what you're here for, really here for, there's no stopping you. There's no stopping you.
No.
I know why I'm
God,
here.
I love you.
And my steps, I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
You are such an inspiration, and it's what we call, what I learned, which is called a God tap. And you, my dear, have been tapped on the shoulder to do continuous great things. And I am honored to be allowed into your world and share that, if even for the 25 minutes, because it's never ending. And the mark that you make for not only the listeners, for the children who want to be up in this industry, for the adults who feel like giving it up, take it from someone who knows, because we've had this deep conversation before.
Yes.
It's a God tap, and you have been tapped, and you are blessed, and you are a blessing to all of us. And I,
thank
from the bottom
so
of my heart, I am extremely proud of you, and I am wrapping my arms around you, and I know everybody listening is going to be doing the same, and it only means one thing. You'll be coming back, and we're going to be talking more about the blessings
you've
been receiving. You are so amazing. Don,
I want to come back when I don't sound like whatever happened to Baby Jane.
You are such a sweetheart. No, you are amazing. For all of you out there, definitely you want to tune in. You can go right onto the Facebook page, The Lost Souls Cafe, starring Loretta Devine, Kiki Haynes, Ernest L. Thomas, and Christian Keys, is served up by the one and only director-producer, Don B. Welch. And again, for Mother's Day, if you want to make those plans, Church Secrets is going to be coming out.
Church Secrets.
Let me just give you a little bit of the information, as my friend Don is going to be sipping his tea so that he won't lose his voice. You can get your tickets now by calling 310-671-6400. It's going to be at the Wilshire Abel and all Ticketmaster locations, the Abel box office in Inglewood, California. The tickets again are 310-671-6400. Don B. Welch, you are the best, and we absolutely love you.
Thank you so much, girl. Thank you. I'm sorry that we had that, you know, kind of sound like this, but I wanted to make sure that we got this done, and I was here, and I appreciate the support you give me and what I'm doing here. And I'm so that's what you're doing is also a wonderful thing, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure that so many people do, which is why they continuously tune in. So thank you.
You are a sweetheart, and thank you. And you are going to get more God taps, and you're going to make me cry. So I'm going to let you get rested and better, because we're going to put you back on. And I know the listening audience is going to be doing the same. All the best to you. I'm so proud of you. And you guys can tune in.
You can
follow Dawn B. Welch on Facebook. And again, we will be giving more information for this Mother's Day. Church Secrets coming out. And of course, director, producer, Dawn B. Welch, we love you. And thank you so, so much for joining me. You are
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much, Gail.
You've been listening to Gail Scott Keys Entertainment Now. Tune in to Entertainment Now Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Tap the Mic Radio Network. You can also hear the show on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Visit and like us on Facebook and tweet Gail at Diva4YOY. That's D-I-V-A, the number 4, Y-O-Y. I'm Dorian J. This has been a TTMRN and DJVO production.